Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook, and this is your Pix Now update. New details into the investigation of a man who died after an apparent struggle with San Mateo County Sheriff's deputies. The family of Chinidu Okube is looking for answers. On Wednesday, witnesses say Okube was running into traffic on El Camino Real in Millbrae. Police say he then injured a deputy who tried to subdue him. Backup came to the officer's aid, and at least one of them discharged a taser at Okube, who later died at a hospital. The coroner's office is working to determine the exact cause of death and whether the taser was a factor. Attorney John Burris, who's representing Okube's family, says he was unarmed and are calling for an investigation on whether the taser was used correctly.
If what he was doing, as they claim, was walking in and out of traffic, that is not a death warrant. They should not have been used excessive force, if you will, excessive use of the taser.
Burris and the family are asking for transparency. They want the department to turn over all videos related to the incident to them and the taser itself to see how many times it's been used. The department says the case is being investigated by the DA's office and it's not complete. The five deputies involved in the incident are on paid leave. Now to an update on the man accused of brutally stabbing a woman to death on BART. John Lee Cowell has been indicted by a grand jury. The charges include murder, along with the special circumstance of lying in wait. He'll be back in court next month. Back in July, 18-year-old Nia Wilson and her sister were stabbed while on the platform of the MacArthur Station in Oakland. Nia died from her wounds, sparking outrage within the community. The Wilson family is now suing BART, claiming the agency failed to protect the two women. And check this out, a scary close call between a man and a tiger at the Oakland Zoo. It all happened on Sunday. You can see the man climbs over the outer wall in between the wire fence separating himself from the tiger's pen. The tiger becomes alert and springs off its perch, inching closer to the fence as if it was ready to pounce. The tiger watches from below, zeroing in on the man, and he scrambles back over the fence, leaving witnesses, well, stunned. The zoo says tigers are dangerous animals. Even their staff has to follow certain rules.
We have an absolute rule that even our keepers do not go in with the tigers because of the risk that being a predator, a 350-pound predator, poses a grave risk to even our staff.
The zoo says the barriers they have in place meet all the necessary safety requirements, and if the public doesn't abide by the enforced rules, they're only hurting themselves. Later today, plans to build a new IKEA store in the East Bay are being put to a final vote. If passed, the store would be built in Dublin, just off Interstate 580 along Hacienda Drive. The city council is expected to vote on the project tonight at 7 o'clock. These are renderings of what the new store would look like. If the project is approved, some Dublin residents fear a new IKEA would create some traffic gridlock in the area. There are the renderings there. Last month, Dublin's Planning Commission recommended the city council reject that plan. $55,000 a month. That's how much the president's ambassador to Austria is paying to rent this home in San Francisco. It's an 11,000 square foot estate in the swanky Pacific Heights neighborhood. Sotheby's says it's the city's most expensive rental on the market. Speaking of the market, the stock market is bouncing back. Analysts say today was the biggest gain in 6 months. Here's a look at the closing numbers. The Dow Jones jumped on average of 547 points, while the S&P 500 jumped 2%. It is the largest gain since March. Even with the big gains, major indices are still low for the month following last week's two-day sink that erased nearly 1,400 points from the Dow. New developments now in the case of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump tweeting, quote, just spoke with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who totally denied any knowledge of what took place in the Turkish consulate. He has already started and will rapidly expand a full and complete investigation into the matter. Meanwhile, CBS News has learned the Saudis are preparing a plan where they will say Khashoggi's death was the result of an interrogation gone wrong. And And they'll admit the interrogation was approved by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. 2 weeks ago, Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate in Turkey and has not been seen since. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Crown Prince today for private talks about Khashoggi's disappearance. This comes amid growing calls for the U.S. to punish Saudi Arabia with sanctions.
And it's something we have to address from a human rights standpoint. Just because a country we're working with did it doesn't mean the U.S. can just shrug its shoulder and say, well, nothing happened here.
President Trump says he does not support the idea of stopping weapon sales to Saudi Arabia, and he continues to deny any claims that he is being too soft on them because his finances are tied to the kingdom. Right now, two people are recovering in a Florida hospital after their small plane crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. A helicopter was above the scene this afternoon near Daytona Beach. From the video shown here, the right wing of the plane appears to have been broken. Rescuers were able to tow the sinking plane to shore. The Coast Guard says there appears to be no issues with pollution from that plane. Well, if you think traffic has gotten worse, you're not alone. A new report says Uber and Lyft are to blame for the slowing traffic in San Francisco. The city's transportation report released today claims the congestion of city streets went up from 2010 to 2016, and it can be traced back to ride-hailing services. Uber and Lyft had called the report incomplete, not taking the city's growth into consideration. And it's a bittersweet opening night for the Dubs at Oracle Arena tonight because this is the defending champs' last season in Oakland. Next year, the Warriors are moving to the brand new Chase Center in San Francisco. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf says there's no hard feelings about the team leaving.
Listen, the Warriors are leaving the building, but they're not leaving the community. They are still our team. We are all going to gather around our television sets and in bars and scream our heads off for this incredible team.
Tip-off against the Oklahoma City Thunder is at 7:30, right after a ring ceremony at 7:15. And today could be your shot at becoming the next big millionaire. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is the second largest in the game's history. The prize right now stands at $654 million. This makes it the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. Back in July, a group from San Jose claimed a $543 million prize. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.